It's just the two of us for the Ladies' Hospital Aid and Recovery meeting, Olivia. Aunt Bridget is sniffling and wants to stay indoors and pamper herself. Ben will keep her company with the checkerboard. And I've yet to convince Annie to join, Eleanor Gentry said to her daughter in the dining room at Paradise Tuesday morning. Well, you want the buggy hitched? Olivia's oldest brother Adam asked as he helped his mother be seated. Maybe we could ride, Mother, Olivia said. What do you think? I haven't been out for a gallop for weeks with the preparations for the ball. Yes, let's ride. Adam, will you have Silky saddled for me? He looked at Olivia. And who'll you be riding? Olivia blew out a breath and put her elbow on the table. With paint sold, I don't know. Who do you suggest? How about Golden? She's a bit taller than paint, but she's got an easy gait and lots of spirit. I think you'll like her. She sounds fine, Adam. A work saddle, please. Her mother looked at her. You intend to wear a split skirt to Mrs. Barrett's? I do. Do I sense an argument? I'll be happy to eat in the kitchen with Mabel, Adam said with a smile. There's no need for that, Adam. I understand that times and mores change. Olivia is an accomplished horsewoman and also a lady. Anyone who implies otherwise is mistaken. Is this the same Olivia who used to climb trees and throw walnuts at her brothers? He asked and laughed. I am no longer a child, brother, she said, and perhaps you should share that with Matthew. What has Matt done now? He embarrassed me in front of Mr. Armsworth and then gossiped about me to Jim Somerset. I did not appreciate it at all. She refilled her cup. More coffee, mother? No, thank you, Eleanor said. What did Matthew say that was so upsetting? Olivia told the story from the night of the ball. I knew my face was bright red when he said it. Mr. Armsworth was crowding me a bit, and I was just stepping away. Adam shook his head. Matt and Jim have been thick since they were 8 years old. I wouldn't call it gossip. There's likely little that they don't share, and certainly Matt was watching out for you just as I would do or father would have done. You don't understand, Adam, Olivia said sharply. I am not a child, and I found it particularly rude that Mr. Somerset brought up a person from my past, my long-ago past, at a party hosted at our home. I would prefer to never see him again. She stood and put her napkin on the table. I'll be ready at 10 o'clock, Mother. Adam and Eleanor watched her leave the dining room in a hurry and heard a door close loudly a short time later. She never wants to see Jim Somerset again? Isn't that a bit extreme? Adam asked. Eleanor Gentry raised her eyebrows and sipped her remaining coffee.